With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service kicked off its leadership and management program in collaboration with City and Guilds this morning at the Marriott. Her Excellency Governor Jane Owen, Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson, and Commissioner Kurt Walton addressed attendees at the launch. Mr. Walton spoke to Radio Cayman about the program a short time ago.
Really, this is about professionalizing the police service. It's looking at an accredited professional policing program that we are targeting our constables, targeting our police leadership as far as our sergeants, our inspectors, so that mid-management level to professionalize our business.
Police say this program is an important step for the RCIPS on its journey to continue to improve the professionalism of the organization.
And so at this time, I invite you to stand for a brief moment of silence for Inspector O'Neilly. Thank you.
A moment of silence was held today by the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service as they mourn the death of Detective Inspector Collins Ormuley, which was announced on February 26th. Ormuley served for 30 years, most of them in the Criminal Investigations Department, leading probes into serious and violent crimes across the Cayman Islands. His portfolio included high-profile murder cases and complex investigations involving bigamy and blackmail. The RCIPS says his expertise and dedication earned international recognition and shaped the department's success. Commissioner Kurt Walton called him a, quote, integral member of the service and the community. Ormuley passed away on February 19th and will be laid to rest in Nigeria. A memorial service will follow in Cayman with details to be announced. Finally, if you notice planes flying low this week, don't be alarmed. The Mosquito Research and Control Unit is taking to the skies for its latest round of aerial larva sighting. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
MRCU says flights will take place during the day over key areas of Grand Cayman, including Barkers, the airport area, Kamana Bay, Old Prospect Point, and Salt Creek. The aircraft must fly low to accurately apply treatment to standing water, which is a prime habitat for mosquito larvae. Multiple passes ensure full coverage. Larva sighting targets mosquitoes while they're still developing, before they start flying and biting. It's an important step in stopping the problem before it starts. Unlike nighttime spraying, which targets adult mosquitoes, larva sighting helps reduce the population early, keeping numbers lower in the long run. The unit says the products used are safe and approved, and no action is required from the public. Weather conditions may change flight schedules. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
For more information, you can visit MRCU's website or find links through their social media pages. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The former US President Bill Clinton is giving evidence in Congress on the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Before the deposition, the Republican head of the House Oversight Committee said Mr. Clinton had flown in Epstein's plane at least 27 times and Epstein had paid several visits to the Clinton White House. Democrats on the committee said the wrong president was being interviewed. Several countries have issued warnings to their citizens in the Middle East as concerns grow over the prospect of a US attack on Iran. Washington has authorized the departure of non-emergency embassy staff from Israel. China has told its citizens to leave Iran. Ghana says 55 of its citizens have been killed while fighting in Ukraine. The foreign minister said 272 Ghanaians were believed to have been recruited to fight for Russia. It's the highest number of confirmed casualties from a single African country. The Taliban say Afghanistan wants a peaceful resolution to its differences with Pakistan after a resurgence in their conflict. Earlier, Pakistan said its forces had killed hundreds of Taliban fighters. The former president of Kosovo, Hashim Thaçi, has gone on trial once more, this time accused of obstructing justice. He's alleged to have tried to tamper with witnesses, inducing them to change their testimony against him in his earlier war crimes trial. He denies the charges. The EU is to begin implementing its massive trade deal with South America's Mercosur bloc, despite it not being ratified by the European Parliament. The move has been condemned by the French president. The leader of Britain's Green Party has hailed its by-election victory as seismic, saying it tore the roof off British politics. BBC News.